So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Hamagarish is Ishleva Amala Harem Ruteris Chal Adam Elalaplaini. If a person divorced his wife and told her you're permitted to marry any man other than so and so, Rabbi Yezza Mate Vachacham Aisram. Rabbi Yezza says she is divorced, while the Chacham says she's not divorced. Ketze Yase, what must be done according to the Chachamim? Yetlena Hemena Vyavzer Yitnenela Vyoymela Hare At Ruteris Chal Adam. He takes the get back, gives it to her a second time, and states you're permitted to marry all men. The Gemara asks, Ibai Lahu, Hai Ella Chutzu Oy Amenasu? Is the word Ella understood as chutz, an exclusion, or as a tenai, a stipulation? And the Gemara elaborates, in the lexicon of the Mishnah, Ella means chutz. The Gemara proves this from a Mishnah regarding the Goyim, where it cannot be understood otherwise. Therefore, the Machlikas must be explained as follows. If he said, Hariat Mataras Chal Adam Chutz Meplaini, you're permitted to marry any man except for so and so, Chacham Aisrim, the get is not valid at all, and she may not marry anyone because the Hashayla beget. The get does not release her completely, and as the Gemara later explains, the Be'in increases Valeka. The Pasuk states, Seif increases, a get must be a complete severance, while here, she's still bound to him regarding Plaini. However, Rabbi Eliezer Mater, the get is valid because Rabbi Eliezer derives from the following psukim that Shayer lo beget does not invalidate the get. Ava ba'amenas moidulei. However, the Chacham agree that if he states Hariat Materes Lachal Adam, Amenas Shleitnasi Leplaini, you're permitted to marry any man on the condition that you did not marry so and so, the get is valid because Midi Dahava Kol Tznai De Alma. It is no different than any other Tznai because the Tznai does not limit the Kayach of the actual get. She's released completely, but merely with a condition attached to the get. In other words, the get theoretically permits her even to Plaini. It's the Tanai that does not allow her to marry Plaini. The Gemara then cites the two psukim from which Rabbi Eliezer derives that the get is valid even though Shai lo beget. Rabbi Yanai says because the pasuk states, V'yatsa mi beisa v'holcha v'hoisa l'ish achar. She leaves his home and marries another person. The words ish achar refer to one person, and therefore, even if the get permits it to only one person, the get is valid regarding that person. While the Chacham hold, l'chol ish, the ish. The word ish does not refer to one person, but rather to each and every person. Rabbi Yechanan says, because the pasuk regarding a kohen states, v'isha grusha mi'isha lo yikachu. A kohen may not marry a woman who is divorced from her husband. The words grusha mi'isha imply, even if she was only divorced from her husband, but was not released to marry others, the get disqualifies her to a kohen. However, in our case, where she was released to marry others with the exception of one person, the get is valid, and she may marry anyone except for that one person. While the Chacham hold, Isser Kohun Nishani. The Pasuk considers this a get only regarding the Isra of marrying a kohen, but not regarding other matters. The Gemara cites a braisa in which Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with our Mishnah and says that the Machlokes is only in the case of Amenas Shleitu Nasi Leplaini. And the Machlokes is explained as follows. Rabbi Eliezer Mater, the get is valid because Midid Hava Kol Tznai Di Alma. A Tznai is not a Shir. She is released completely, but with a condition attached to the get. Therefore, she is permitted to marry anyone except for Plaini. While Chacham Eisrim, the get is not valid because Hacha Shair Lo Beget. This Tznai is considered a Shir in the get, because practically, she cannot marry Plaini. The Gemara goes on to ask, B'kiddushin hayach, what is the halacha in a similar case of kiddushin? If a man gives a woman kiddushin and states, Hiskachli chutz mi Plaini, you shall become my wife and are forbidden to all men except for Plaini. Is the kiddushin effective or not? Tibay l'Rabbi Eliezer, Tibay l'Rabbanan. The question can be asked according to both Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham. Tibay l'Rabbi Eliezer, do we say that Rabbi Eliezer agrees that regarding Kiddushin Chutz Miplaini is not valid? Because only regarding Get is Chutz Miplaini valid because the Chsibi Kroi. The Psukim of Le'ish Acher and Grusha Me'isha specifically teach that a Get is valid if it only releases her partially. However, regarding Kiddushin, Kinyan Me'al Yabinan, the husband must acquire her completely and that she becomes forbidden to all. Or we say that Rabbi Eliezer holds that even regarding Kiddushin Chutz Miplaini is valid, because there is a hekesh, a comparison of kiddushin to get through the words of v'yatsa v'haisa in the pasuk v'yatsa mi'beisa v'holcha v'haisa l'shachar. And just as a partial get is valid, a partial kiddushin is valid as well. Anti b'ayla rabbanan. Do we say that the Rabbanan agree that regarding Kiddushin, the Chutz Mipleni is valid? Because only regarding Get is Chutz Mipleni not valid? Because the Be'idan Krisis Veleka. The Pasuk states, Sefer Krisis, that a Get must be a complete severance. While here, she's still bound to him regarding Pleni. However, regarding Kiddushin, Hasim Kinyin Kaldhu. The Kiddushin is valid even if it only partially restricts her. Or the Rabbanan hold that even regarding Kiddushin, the Chutz Mipleni is not valid. Because of the Hekesh of a Yatzah Bahaisa. The Gemara concludes, Bein le Reb Eliezer, Bein le Rabbanan, Be'inan v'yatz v'haisa. Therefore, in this case of Hiskach le'chutz mipleini, we have the same achleikis, but in the reverse. Reb Eliezer eiser v'chacham matirim. According to Reb Eliezer, it's a valid kedushin, while according to the chachamim, it's not a valid kedushin. The Gemara continues that according to Reb Eliezer, it would be possible for a woman to be married to two husbands simultaneously, and although she's prohibited to each one because she is an Eishes Ish of the other, it is relevant in the case of Yibam regarding the halacha of Eishes Shnei Mason. If a woman was considered married to two brothers, Reuben and Shimon, and they both died without children, she does not fall to Yibam to the third brother, because the Pasuk states, Umeis Echad Mehem, Yevama Yavileah. Yibam applies only to a Yevama that has but one Zika from one husband. But if she has two Zikas, one Zika from Reuben, and also a Zika from Shimon, there's no Yibam. As the Gemara elaborates, Ba Reuven v'kitcha chutz mi Shimon, uba Shimon v'kitcha chutz mi Reuven, umeisu shneim. If Reuven first gave a woman kedushin, forbidding her to marry everyone except his brother Shimon, then Shimon gave her kedushin, forbidding her to marry everyone except his brother Reuven, and then they both died. Misabemis lelevi v'eina nikari ba eishes shnei mason. She does fall to Yibam to the third brother Levi, and she is not considered the wife of both brothers, because kedusha Reuven ahani, kedusha the Shimon lo yahani. Only Reuven's kedushin is effective because it did restrict her to all others. But Shimon's kedushin is not effective because it did not restrict her to anyone, because as Rashi explains, Shari asura vaymedis ala kol chutz mi Reuven. She was already forbidden to all through Reuven's kedushin and remains permitted to Reuven. However, ba Reuven v'kitcha chutz mi Shimon uba Shimon v'kitcha stam. If Reuven gave her kedushin forbidding her to marry everyone except for his brother Shimon, then Shimon gave her kedushin forbidding her to marry everyone including Reuven, she does not fall for Yibam to Levi because she is Eishes Shnei Mason, because the Kedusha Reuven Ahanu LeMesra A'alma, the Kedusha the Shimon Ahanu LeMesra A'Reuven. Reuven's Kedushin was effective in that it restricted all others, and Shimon's Kedushin was effective in that it restricted Reuven. The Gemara continues, Baya Baya, Amala Hariat Muteres L'chol Adam Chutz Mi Reuven V'Shimon, V'Chazava Amala L'Reuven V'Shimon Mahu. If the husband stated, you're permitted to all except for Reuven and Shimon, and then he stated, to Reuven and Shimon, do we say, my da'asta shara, he added to his initial statement, and he now released her also to Reuven and Shimon? Or, my da'asta shara, or my da'shara asar, he retracted from his previous statement, and now released her only to Reuven and Shimon, that he restricted her to all others? The Gemara proceeds with several other questions, but they remain unresolved.